The images were terrifying. Masked students storming the American embassy in Tehran in 1979 and holding dozens of American hostages for more than a year. Well, now, some of those former hostages are alleging that the president-elect of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was a leader of the hostage takers. An aide to Ahmadinejad tells the Associated Press that he has denied that. Today, President Bush said the reports raise many questions, and State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said the U.S. is taking the allegations very seriously.
We are now seeking to establish all the facts concerning this story, and I want to assure you that we are going to look into this question seriously.
Joining me now to talk about this story is Mark Bowden, who is national correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly. He has spoken with many of the former hostages and former hostage takers. And Mark Bowden, what have you heard about these allegations about President Ahmadinejad?
Well, I was told on both of my trips to Tehran in the past year, where I've been interviewing the hostage takers, that Ahmadinejad was one of the central figures in the takeover of the embassy.
What does it being a central figure mean in this case?
Well, the original takeover of the embassy was planned by a group of five college student activists led by Ibrahim Esgarzadeh, who formed a group that they called Strengthen the Unity. And those original five debated over whether to take over the Soviet embassy or the U.S. embassy and essentially had a vote. The two who were voted down had voted in favor of the Soviet embassy. They basically left the organization. And the three remaining ones, who were Ibrahim Esgarzadeh and Mohsen Mirdamadi and Habibullah Bitaraf, recruited five student activists from the main universities in Tehran to join them in creating what they eventually called Students Following the Imam's Line, which is the organization that took over the embassy. And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was one of the five who was in that original group of eight.
And from what you have heard, he is somebody who physically held people hostage?
I would assume so. I mean, I don't know exactly where he was and what he did on the day of the takeover or any of the 15 months after it. But as one of the central planners of this, you know, fairly small group, I presume that he took part in the storming of the embassy. And I know that some of the hostages remember him or believe they remember him sitting in on their interrogations.
There are some other hostages who say they don't remember him as well.
The hostages who would have a memory of top figures like him would tend to be people like Dave Rader or Bill Daugherty or Tom Ahern, who were CIA or military people who were interrogated at great length.
Now, I want you to try to put this in some Iranian context for us. If, in fact, the president-elect of Iran, who is widely associated in Iranians' views of him with the early days of the Islamic Revolution, if he indeed played the role that you say he played, that you've learned he played, why wouldn't he admit to it proudly? Why would he have any stake in denying it?
Well, it's not actually, believe it or not, a very politically advantageous thing to have in your past at this point in Iran, because left-wing people, the more secular-minded Iranians, which includes today some of the original people involved in the takeover, like Ibrahim Esgarzadeh, are extremely critical of the embassy takeover, have basically concluded that it was a huge mistake and that it's been so severely damaging to Iran that some of them, including Bani Sadr, the former president of Iran, who I interviewed in Paris, now hold the theory that the takeover of the U.S. embassy was actually engineered by the CIA. On the right-wing side of the spectrum, the religious fanatics, they have, in recent years, turned on the hostage takers who hold high political office, accusing them of essentially being opportunists. And they claim that the real heroes of the takeover of the embassy were the students who subsequently volunteered for the martyr brigades in the eight-year-long war with Iraq and who were killed in that fighting. So, you know, claiming in Iran today that you were a hostage taker is not something that will win you votes or a great deal of support.
Mark Bowden, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome, Robert.
Mark Bowden is national correspondent for The Atlantic Monthly and author of the forthcoming book, Guest of the Ayatollah.